Get to work with the whole team, like you and I have talked about before. Get to coach and teach them the great game of football. And I don't know, we got a great group of guys, and it's fun for me. You know, we have a little bit less walkthrough time, a little bit less practice time, so I've got to be, my time is mainly spent on making sure that every minute or every second counts, whether it's meeting time, walkthrough time, practice time, that we're all working towards improving our game plan, getting our guys ready fundamentally, technique-wise, getting ready for Sunday.
When your kicker goes 5 of 11 in the preseason and 1 of 2 at San Francisco, is part of your job becoming a therapist?
No, not a little. I mean, a little bit, maybe.
Snap good, spot down. Walsh's right-footed kick is no good.
Blair's physically, I think he's fine. I think he'll be just fine. Mentally, I think he's got to get his confidence back. You know, I'm not going to give him false confidence because that's not what I do, and he's too smart for that anyway. But, you know, I'm there to let him know that, hey, you know, these little things we got to keep working on, whether it's technique-wise, whether it's your thought process prior to the kick, whatever the case may be, we're just going to keep working on it. We're going to get him better.
We're going to take a look at Andrew Sendejo's blocked field goal here momentarily. But overall, how did your guys play Monday night?
You know, we had the two big plays. We had the blocked field goal. We recovered a muff punt. That was good to see.
He's punting to the LeBron James of Australia. And the Aussie muffed it! The Aussie muffed it! G'day, mate! Vikings ball at the 43.
Other than that, it was probably a wash. We didn't have much of an opportunity in our kickoff return game. They tackled us at the 15. We were one block away, I think, a big play. We didn't have an opportunity to cover a kickoff. Punt coverage, you know, we gave up the one on a line drive punt that we can't give up anyway. I know it was called back. They returns that we've got to rectify. That's not who we are, and we're better than that, and we've got to improve this week.
Cordero Patterson had that fantastic kick return touchdown at Dallas in the preseason. Like Mike said, he had a short kick return, 20 yards and change, in the season opener against San Francisco. What's it been like working with him, off the experiencing as much success as he did his rookie season, when he had two, including one that got him in the Hall of Fame, to where he is now?
Well, I think he's better than he was. You know, people were still kicking to him 2 years ago. Last year they didn't, to be quite honest. You know, they would kick when they had the wind behind them, and he's taking them from 7, 8, 9 yards deep. And, you know, if you don't get quality blocking from there, you're not going to get them much past the 20, 25 yard line. So our field position, like you and I've talked about, was outstanding a year ago.
Second best in the NFL.
And we've had success there the last several years, whether it was Percy Harvin returning kicks for us and they didn't want to kick to him, or now Cordarrelle Patterson. So, you know, I think Cordarrelle is in a good spot. He's in a good place. He is, he's matured since his rookie year. I think he's bigger and stronger than he was. So I look forward to, you know, giving him more opportunities.
Like Coach Prefer mentioned, there were some positives from Monday night, including recovering a muffed punt and also blocking a field goal, a 28-yard Phil Dawson field goal. Andrew Sendejo blocked it. Marcus Sherrill scooped it up. Let's analyze it with Mike Prefer, special teams coordinator for the Minnesota Vikings.
Okay, so on this one, we, you know, normally want like to come from the field, run a block from the field, and it's very difficult to block a shorter field goal, but we felt like we had an opportunity this week to block a field goal because they're a little bit slower than some teams, and we feel like we can get them off the edge when they are slow. We do a great job inside normally, but coming off the edge, we want to pin that end to the inside, like Chad's doing a phenomenal job, and Andrew does a great job of hopping through that gap that's vacated when Chad pushes him through. Marcus Sherrill's, and normally Marcus is not on this team. We keep our corners that are on the starting unit out there, but that was a long drive, and I looked out in the field, and Terrence looked pretty gassed. And I said, you know, let's put a fresh body in there. And Marcus does such a great job with get off. And he threatened that wing enough that opened up that gap for us. And
nice move by Sendejo, too.
So our scout team does a good job of giving us this type of look. And obviously he took the ball, you know, right out of the air right there. Now the thing, we've got a scoop and score. Xavier Rhodes is our scoop and score contain player. So if he gets the ball right there, it's a touchdown. And that was a tough part for us watching this on tape. Even on the first bounce, it's a touchdown. Because now either team may advance it down because it hasn't crossed the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
And then Marcus does a great job of scooping it in. But by then, their backside wing is in good position, and he has a good angle on Marcus. But he gets it down to the 24-yard line, gave us great field position. And again, there's Xavier.
Oh, Xavier, get it.
Could have been 7-0. Yeah, it's tough. He was in position. He did a great job. We got a great block right here by Harrison Smith. So it was a big play in our game, one that we're very pleased of. Obviously, you know, for me, we didn't do enough the other night. We've got to play better. We have to punt the ball better. We have to make all our field goals. You know, we play Golden Tate this weekend, who's an outstanding return man, and Amir Abdul is our kickoff returner, so we have our work cut out for us, but I'm looking forward to getting a win at home.